New Hampshire's Latino population is small, just around 4% of the state. Still, in some areas, Spanish-speaking communities have grown steadily in recent years. In Nashua, many Latino voters are looking forward to participating in next week's midterm elections. But as NHPR's Daniela Alley reports, some are finding it a challenge to get the information they need.
Miosotis Cora likes to talk about politics, especially from her time working the 2016 campaign trail for one of Puerto Rico's gubernatorial candidates. She shows me photos as she scrolls through one of her Facebook albums. Here's one at the governor's mansion, and there's the governor. Since she's moved to New Hampshire, she's now eligible to vote in U.S. elections, and she's excited. She says she wants to take full advantage of her right to vote. Her brother Jose agrees. He moved here after Hurricane Maria. You can complain, he says, but if you don't vote, politicians will pay even less attention to you. But both Jose and Miositis say they've had trouble knowing where to start, how to register to vote, where polling places are, who the candidates are, and what they think about the issues.
Eso es lo que pasa aquí. Como que los hispanos los tienen echado un...
There's not much information out there for Hispanics. No one who's really listening to us, Jose says. Driving around Nashua, you can see the city's Latino population is growing. There's a Mexican bakery, a Puerto Rican bodega, two Colombian restaurants, and Spanish on many storefronts. According to the Pew Research Center, New Hampshire has nearly 30,000 eligible Latino voters. But voter registration, ballots, information on the Secretary of State's website, that's all in English, and only in English. David Scanlon is New Hampshire's Deputy Secretary of State. He says states are obligated to provide voting materials in different languages.
When a community reaches a certain threshold in terms of population of voters that don't speak English or have English as a second language, the state is responsible then for printing ballots for those communities.
This is outlined in the Federal Voting Rights Act. So if a voting jurisdiction has a single language group of more than 10,000 people or more than 5% of the voting population, then all election information has to be available in that language. According to the state, no New Hampshire counties or cities have met those thresholds. And so far, Scanlon says, this hasn't been a problem.
We do not receive calls about individuals that are having issues with an English ballot as opposed to, you know, having a different language on the ballot that might assist them through that process.
Scanlon says that if someone does have an issue, they can ask the moderator at the polling place if they can get assistance to fill out their ballot. Some of Nashua's election officials at polling places are bilingual, but for a lot of Spanish speakers, learning to vote means you gotta know someone who's in the know.
Mi nombre es Marta Cecilia Alvarado.
Marta Alvarado is from Colombia. She's lived in Nashua since 2010, and she's learning English. This election season, she's helped about 10 people register to vote. A couple of weeks ago, at an event put on by the New Hampshire Democratic Latino Caucus, Alvarado helped Abraham Sanchez understand what he'll see on his ballot, the candidates, and two proposed amendments to the state constitution.
Are you in the favorite? Amending the first part.
Sanchez recently became a new U.S. citizen.
Oh, sí, yo ya estoy ready to go, como dice el mexicano. Pues los cambios es lo que ver que tengamos.
He says he wants to see more Latinos have a say in what happens, to have power. One of the candidates in Sanchez's ward has been reaching out to Latinos. Democrat Manny Espitia is running for state rep in Nashua's 4th ward. And he's been doing a lot of his campaigning in Spanish.
Well, if I can speak Spanish to these people, like to us, and like talk to the tías and tíos, the uncles and aunts, and like tell them, like, hey, like this is a really important election.
He says that the Latino community needs someone who can represent their concerns around education, healthcare, and immigration. And for the first time, he's helped put out an ad on social media for the Nashua Democratic City Committee aimed at Spanish-speaking voters. There's a link to polling places and a list of all the Democratic candidates.
Yeah, I think it's just like keep working it, keep working and keep talking to people. So build it up.
For this election, Espitia's hoping his efforts might get more Latinos in his community out to vote. For NHPR News, I'm Daniela Alley.